And rather than to oppose to what is imposed, we may try to assimilate it for our personal advantage. And it is not a question of avoiding the road that everybody is taking, but is a question of making the most out of it. And we may rest assured that the result of our endurance is not to be destroyed, but by an equally determined endurance. And in our existential boredom, our survival consists in programming a set of actions and execute them accordingly. And our genius can only be trained alone without being directed from the outside. And along with our rigid logic, we shall intertwine the fussiness of our emotions and the artificial obtrusiveness that fragment us can only be mended by an artificial obtrusiveness aimed to reintegrate us. And once the object for our temporal liberation gets too close, we are drawn to look somewhere else for a different one. And no matter how improved, every new configuration will always be a burden to reintroduce in our routine. And the more we are to approach an artificial intervention, the more our surrounding will be altered. And our deeper emotions are associated to fragile entities that in our technical assurance may never return. And it is the predominance we apply on our outer nature to threaten to death our inner one. And despite all the global efforts for multiplicity, the results are more homogeneous than ever. And everything ends perfectly when we let ourselves be guided by Providence. And how much the decaying of a season with its many oxidations may get mistaken for the flowerings of a spring. And while the elite may seem to behold all the power, he may be the only intimate environment where to philosophize around it. And as we lament our misfortunes, our neighbor gets jealous of our fortunes. And no matter our social status, our reality becomes the product of our imagination. And our most acute emotional attraction is towards any source of reminiscence. And we shall avoid the place of discomfort and wait that the place of comfort will naturally arise. And the main difference is whether to give an interpretation of history or to use it as to justify a line of conduct. And it is a technology to either force all willings together or allow everyone to pursue their willings by themselves. And are we ever to awake from our passive living of pacifying comfort? And our sensibility can only be truly manifested through the wounds and scars of our soul. And throughout our short existence, the only real engagement should be exclusively with our life. And we can only release ourselves by breaking free from the boundaries of comfort that strangle us. And we are soft enough to get drawn into situations from which we have to be hard in order to release ourselves. And one may take the risk with all precautions, but the consequences can never be fully understood. And we should be flexible enough to profess our spirituality in all opportunities that opens up for us. And things may only become clear for our understanding once we let them fully mature. And the real joy that we manifest to the outside is the joy that we generate within ourselves. And opportunities are at all times escaping from us, and we shall be ready at once to nourish our soul with them, ready to sacrifice all superfluous materiality to deepen and scavenge our soul. And effective superfluous we can offer will always win against the poetical death, but always in the short run, as there will be always a reason for our arrival, there will be always a reason for our departure. And it is more exciting to walk the unknown with our intuition than to have everything already established. And a dream of nature will always transcend all of our artificial corruption. And one has to hide his genius in the prevailing conformism of social democracies. And if we are to manifest our eclecticism, we shall do it so that is nature to provide us with the right limitations. And it is a fine balance of keeping our willing with a tension that is not too weak nor too strong. And we shall try the outer differences while maintaining the inner equality. And we can never expect to make any sudden achievement, but we have to work for it step by step. And we won't find a balance by avoiding a reality, but by confronting it equally together with other realities. And as much as we exaggerate towards one direction, as much as the opposite direction will attempt more and more to compensate. And it may be our ritualistic faith to provide a rhythm to our otherwise dead tempo. And rather than substituting the natural phenomena with artificial ones, we shall augment the former with the latter, and thus increase our mysticism. And it is only moving at the natural tempo that we can keep on finding forever valuable things. And in our quick saturation, we can only accept creations that are renewable either in its body or in their soul. And what is the meaning of immersing ourselves in any theory that do not immerse ourselves in the meaning of our reality? And once we learn to recite our role, we conveniently replay it in all social occasions. and it is right when we get established that we lose our careful sensibility and might end mistaking. And once everything is secured, it's no time for comfort, but time to take yet another uncomfortable step. And are we to find an artificial remedy to our disturbances, or identify the cause and limit it? And we can only demonstrate our noble principles if we are given the opportunity, yet the opportunity may arise if we persist in them. As we move away from civilization with one foot, we should make sure that the other is solidly standing on it. And resolutions start to show up once we start looking into solving a problem. And as society disables us from applying our creativity in an elevated environment, we apply it in a most underground and rotten one. And it is in the shift of regimes that all opportunities occurs before they are settled back by the established regime. All the artificial dirt we have to cross in order to keep up with our natural path. And it is only by being in total control that we have the power to decide for the good of our domain.